Peace to you on this day of Pentecost. Our text today is from John chapter 14. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said." You may be seated. There's 5 minutes left in the game. It's been an exciting drive, and our team's ahead by 10 points. It's just tremendous. The cheerleaders are out there, and they're cheering us on, and we're listening, and we're so excited. Sweat's pouring down my face. And then something happens. Team's not doing so well. They keep losing the ball. And pretty soon, point by point, basket by basket, we're behind, and the final buzzer sounds. Spirit has changed. It's from a spirit of triumph and excitement and victory to a spirit of defeat and the spirit of maybe next year. There's lots of spirits. The team spirit, the school spirit, the spirit of adventure. Certainly on this weekend with Memorial Day tomorrow, we think about the spirit of patriotism and the spirit of service and sacrifice that many have made for our country. But there's many spirits. Even alcohol, somehow along the way, got the name spirits, didn't it? And we also have the term mean spirit. But there is only one Holy Spirit, as he is called in Scripture by several names, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, or in Greek, the Paraclete, which means the Helper. In the Nicene Creed, we confess together with the Church of ancient times that there is one Lord, the Giver of Life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. I remember asking my professor way back in seminary, if God the Father is the Creator of all life, why do we say there, in that third petition, that the Holy Spirit is the Lord, the Giver of life? And he taught me there something I'll always remember about two kinds of life. The life that comes into us when we are born, rather when we're conceived and born, and also that life everlasting that is brought by the Holy Spirit. We confess that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. As Jesus tells us here in this text, "I will send the Holy Spirit to you." Early Christians recognized that people can be dead, but alive. That is, dead in their sins, but alive in the body. But that's no kind of life to live, because it's only a while until our body's dead as well. But Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit into his disciples. He said, "Receive the Holy Spirit and go forth and forgive sins." And so Jesus breathes on us too. When Jesus breathes on us, he breathes the Holy Spirit, who in turn brings us something. This life we've been talking about. This life of the soul. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit, to bring us to faith in Christ. St. Paul teaches us this when he says in 1 Corinthians 9 that no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the work of the Holy Spirit inside that person. And so it is the Holy Spirit who moves through the church, who moves through the world, and he plants faith in people. He brings them over from death to life right now. And on the last day, we'll raise them up in that new body. He plants that word inside us now. It grows and grows until it is reached the harvest on that day. So Jesus here in our reading today says that when the Holy Spirit comes, as he promised, he would do something. He would take what is Jesus and give it away to the disciples, those that follow him. We might ask, what is that? And Jesus says he will bring all things, all that the Father has. As the Spirit of Truth, we recognize the Holy Spirit is the one who brings us the truth about who we are and who God is. And here he tells us that the truth that if we love Jesus, we will obey his teachings. We certainly recognize that, don't we? That love for God is going to result in love for each other and good works. You know, if you love your husband or wife, it isn't just something you say on Mother's Day or Father's Day or birthday or anniversary, is it? But it's something that a spouse shows to their loved one. It comes out in daily service. It comes out in kind words. It also comes out in words of forgiveness when in this life we hurt and harm each other through our words sometimes and actions. But that love is planted in us and grows. If there is no words of love coming out of us and no acts of love, the spouse is going to start wondering, hey, honey, how come you don't ever reciprocate here? How come you don't show your love? The Holy Spirit is God's teacher. School is going out this week in our community. University's been out for a week or so. And I know it seems that students, at least here in our school, are happy to get away from their teachers for a while. And I suspect that the teachers, although they might not admit it, are a little happy to get away from their students for a while. It works both ways, doesn't it? But we certainly, at all times, need the Holy Spirit to teach us the way of God. For left to ourselves, we are blind to God. We do not know his ways. But the Holy Spirit is sent to teach us, to help us in this way. So if you want to learn from the school of the Holy Spirit, where do the classes meet? Where do we find the Holy Spirit? The scriptures are clear to tell us that we do not find the Holy Spirit by our own efforts, that is, by our own hard work or our own soul searching. We're looking somewhere deep down inside ourselves and seeing what's there. No, the early Christians confessed that the Holy Spirit spoke by the prophets in an outward and audible way, not inside a person. We're not left to just dive into our own soul and see if he's there. But someone else spoke the word of God as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And those prophets and apostles wrote that word down for us, and we can read and hear it today. Written, preached, read, and taught, the Spirit keeps speaking on us. So my Christian friends, it's always important when you're in this Holy Spirit school to meditate on his word. Meditate. Take it to heart. Not go into your heart and see what's there, but first take God's word into your heart. For Jesus says the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. He will bring you to remember all the things that Christ has said. Now, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, he convicts us. He convicts the world of sin and guilt and us as individuals of the things that we have fallen short in God's command. But then the Spirit also works not only to leave us there in our own despair, but to come to us and connect us to the work of Jesus Christ. There we see in the cross of Christ the full atonement made for the sins of the world, for your sins, for my sins. What joy, what contentment, what victory, what peace is ours when we contemplate how great our sin is, but how much greater is the love of God in the forgiveness of sins which Christ has made for us. We definitely want the Holy Spirit as our teacher each day. We want to be there to learn his lessons. He will always lead us away from credit for our own works, because the Holy Spirit wants to keep us not under the works of the law, the demands of God. Oh, you haven't done this. Oh, you need to do that. Those things always are there, but they show us the mercy of God. We call this by a word. We call this sanctification. Sure, you've heard that word before, but do you know what it means? Sanctification, to be sanctified. It means to be taught and led by the Holy Spirit as a Christian, as God leads us in these good works. And so the Holy Spirit comes to us and does these mighty works in us in two ways. First of all, he justifies us. He declares us by faith not guilty, puts that forgiveness of sins on us. And then for the rest of our lives, he's there working in us, teaching us, guiding us, sanctifying us, and leading us to follow Christ in all things. This is what the scriptures mean when Jesus says, he will take from what is mine and make it known to you. But it's also important for us not to believe every spirit that we hear, for there are many spirits. But the scriptures say, test the spirits. Test the spirits and see if they're true. How do you do that? Well, you go to the thing that God has given you as his gauge, his guide, as his word. And the spirit, whatever it is that's talking to you, compare it to what God's word says. And there you will see if it is from God or not. For the Spirit of God will always bring us the gifts of the Spirit. St. Paul mentions some of these. He says, joy, peace, patience, kindness, love, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these things, there is no law of God preventing us from going there. These are the things the Holy Spirit works in us. And these are the good works that God will cause to flow out of us as the Spirit moves in us. These are the fruits of God's Holy Spirit in our lives. So I ask you today on Pentecost Sunday, it's almost the fruit season coming on us, isn't it? Do you like fruit? Do you like to eat the apples and the oranges that are just forming now, coming out of their blossoms? A few months, they'll be here, and we'll be eating, and they won't have to be trucked from Mexico or California, but even the orchards of Illinois and the Midwest will be filled to overflowing, we ask and pray. How is your crop this year, in this day? Is the Holy Spirit working in you to produce these good works, to produce a bountiful harvest in God's church? It begins in your life right now as you hear God's voice speaking to you through the Holy Scriptures, calling you from sin and death to life and forgiveness and love, and flowing out of you as you show these good works to your neighbor, to your family, to whoever God puts in your path. As you rely on his word for those tough moments of Christ and of life, and there are many tough moments, aren't there? And we put into practice what he has given us, living in agreement, forgiving, and loving one another. All of this, for most of us, began right there in our baptism. For some of us, when we were adults, perhaps, the moment we believed. As we see in the life of this child today, brought to holy baptism, God's Spirit is at work. But we pray that, as Christian parents, we'll keep our children connected to God's Word, learning His truth, so that Holy Spirit can continue to speak and grow in the life of every child. In this way, the Spirit moves among us. And really, that's what we're here for together as St. John Lutheran Church. Be filled by his Spirit and live in his joy. On this day of Pentecost, may the Spirit of God touch all of your hearts today. Amen.